Eskimo and being the city of champions, and you know, I just can't wait to be able to get on the field.
I know some of those guys you mentioned maybe hoped they would have seen you here and get everything signed off a little while ago. What was the holdup? Was it a salary thing, or was it maybe, you know, did you have other opportunities you were kind of looking at?
My agent was just handling a couple things, you know. All I knew was, you know, he was going to handle the business side of it, and I was just going to go out and play and train to my fullest extent until the deal was done. And, you know, I'm here now, and I'm excited to be at Eskimo, and, you know, it wasn't that long of a time that I wasn't here, and I'm excited to be here, and, you know, I just want everyone to know that, you know, I'm here to earn the right to be on the team, and, you know, it's going to be a growing thing, you know. It's going to be every day, it's going to be tough, but, you know, that's football for you, and I'm excited.
I guess the only thing you missed before today was the rookie camp. I mean, did that put you maybe at a disadvantage?
Obviously, when you miss days, that you are at a disadvantage to a certain extent. But at the end of the day, you know, a lot of the guys have been very helpful with me, and you know, they're trying to get me up to speed and stuff like that. You know, hopefully, I get a chance to, you know, sit down with the coaches and go over the plays for tomorrow, the day after that, and you know what we put in before. You know, but you know, eventually I'll be up to speed. You know, I'm a rookie, so no matter what, I'm going to be behind regardless. So I'm just excited to be in this environment.
I know you're with the Eagles for 3 days last month or earlier this month. Does that kind of help you out in coming back into this situation?
Most definitely. You know, when you get an opportunity to play, you know, get a chance to go down there, it's always a blessing, right? You don't see that every day. And, you know, I thank the Eagles for giving me the opportunity to go out there and, you know, show them what I had. I felt that this was a better situation for me at 23 years old. You know, I have lots to learn as a person and as a football player. And at this point, you know, I thought that the Eskimos were going to be the team that could really develop me, you know, on a personal level, on a football level. And I was really excited to come out here. Coach Reed and, you know, Mr. Tillman has really been supportive throughout this whole process. And I'm really thankful to have them in my corner. So I'm really happy to be in this situation.
Your family happy?
My mom was upset that she didn't get to see me off at the airport, but that was about it, right? She was on the phone crying, saying that she's so proud and stuff like that. But they'll be able to come out and see me in a couple weeks, maybe a couple months, you know. I just want to get settled in and, you know, learn the city a little bit more. You know, I've heard great things about the city. I did my research and stuff like that. Great things about the city, so I'm excited to be here, you know. Green and gold, some good colors.
When are we going to see you? When are we going to see you on the field?
I should be there tomorrow. Okay. I should be on the field tomorrow. Most definitely.
Shimada, we just missed you earlier. Why did it kind of take so long to get something done?
Well, basically, my agent was just handling that, you know. The business side of football, sometimes it takes a little bit longer, and he was just trying to make sure that I was put in the best situation, and, you know, Mr. Tillman was trying to make sure that he put me in the best situation as well. They worked very well together, you know, Dan Vertlieb and also Mr. Tillman, and they got the deal done, and I'm here, and I'm so happy that I'm here, and I'm excited for the future.
So this is a relief because you don't want to start.
I didn't want a circus, right? You know, you never want a circus with something like this. You always want to just get it done. But at the end of the day, everyone understands here that there is a business side of football, and once you get that worked out, that's the best thing, is when you don't have to do anything, when you don't have to do the business side anymore. I'm thankful that we got this over with, and I'm here. I didn't miss that much. I'm here at practice. I've learned today, taking mental reps, and I'm excited.
You know, a lot of times rookies have to wait a year to kind of learn the system and everything. You tested so well in the combine. Do you think that kind of can help you and maybe kind of springboard you into things?
At the end of the day, when it comes down to being the rookie and the vets, it's not about your physical ability as much when you get to this level. Everyone has that ability. It's about learning the playbook and the mental part of the game, and that's the tougher part for rookies. You come, you know, you're in university, and you're the best player there, and it's easy, and you don't have to do everything that you do here, right? You don't have to be as technically sound because everything's pretty much given to you. Here, it changes, right? Now you actually have to be better. You have to be better. You have to be a technician, and I'm around a great number of veteran receivers, you know, and I'm really excited to be able to be in this situation and, you know, learn from these guys.
What quarterback did you like best today?
I liked everyone. No preference at all.
Were you surprised at all getting picked up by a team that, I mean, these guys are pretty deep in receiver, kind of across the board.
I wasn't surprised at all. As soon as I left the meeting at the evaluation camp, I said, you know what, like, I had a really good feeling about it, and I knew that it would probably be Edmonton who was going to pick me up. So I was excited by it. You know, they're going to give me an opportunity just like they give everyone else. And, you know, they see something in me, obviously. That's why they drafted me. And, you know, I'm just excited to be able to work with Coach Reed and, you know, Coach Mitchell. And I think that it's going to be a very exciting year for the team and for me, and I'm just excited to be here.
If you didn't have certain opportunities come up right around draft time, do you think you would have went maybe even higher in the draft?
The draft was weird this year. You know, a lot of American players got drafted, guys who played in Division One and stuff like that. It's a possibility that could have happened. You know, it is in the past, so I'm not really thinking about it. I think that, you know, God puts you in the places that you're supposed to be. So if I fell to six to be in the best situation for me, then I'd rather that than go one or two and not be in the best situation for me, right? So I think that, you know, in terms of that, like, could I have gone higher if I didn't have it? I wouldn't change anything now. I think that everything's supposed to be the way it's supposed to be.
How about number 8? Did you get to pick it, or is it just kind of...
It was just there. It was in the locker when I got there, you know. So, you know, I'm a rookie, so I just got to take it. We take what I get, so I'm happy. It doesn't matter.
No significance to you or anything?
No, actually, just, you know, just 88. Yeah.